Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma Daf Tadik. We'll begin at the bottom of Peites Amud Beis. The Gemara continues to discuss Takonas Usha. And the Gemara says, Lema Takonas Usha Tanohi. The Gemara brings two braces as far as the din of Shein V'ayin. One brace says, Avdi Melug Yitzim in Shein V'ayin Le'isha Avaloy Le'ish. If the Isha knocks out the Shein V'ayin of these Avdi Melug, the Eved is Yotzal Lecheirus, Mashenkin, if the Ish is, the Eved is not Yotzal Lecheirus. V'tan Idach, the second braisa says, Loi Le'ish V'loi Le'isha, neither one has this sin, and if they knock out the Shein V'ayin, the Eved goes Lecheirus. The Gemara wants to suggest that the chilik between these two braisas is dependent on whether you hold up Takonos Usha or not. The Gemara says, Le'im V'kuli Alma Kinyan Peres Lavka Kinyan Aguf. The Kinyan Peres that the husband has in the Eved, that would not be considered Kinyan Aguf, and therefore that would not be enough to be Ma'akiv, the Eved from going out Lecheirus when the Isha knocks out the Shein V'ayin. And the Braisa which says, Loi Le'ish V'loi Le'isha, the Pshat is because even though B'derech Klal Kinyan Peres Lavka Kinyan Aguf, however, after Takanas Usha, narrowly the schusma of the husband are enough to be ma'akev the Eved from going L'cherus when the Isha knocks out the Shein V'ayin. The Rashi over here in Dibur Maschol Savrua, he explains that the Braisa which says, Loi Le'ish V'loi Le'isha, the Pshat is because even though Kinyan Peres Lavka Kinyan Aguf, so by the husband's schusma and the Eved are not Kinyan Aguf, and the Eved would be Yotzal L'cherus when the Isha knocks out the Shein V'ayin. However, after the Takanas Usha, then it's Alim Shibudei, the Shibud of the husband is stronger, Lumhavi Kinyan Aguf, it's Kinyan Aguf, and therefore the Eved is not Yotzal L'cheirus when the Isha knocks out the Shein V'ayin. Rashi adds that Lamaisa it's not Kinyan Aguf Mamish, and therefore the Eved still will not go L'cheirus when the husband knocks out the Shein V'ayin. However, it's Kinyan Aguf, and that's what the din is, Loi Le'ish for Loi Le'isha. Now, we discussed earlier in Daf Peiches, two sodom had to understand Takonos Usha. We saw that Rashi at the bottom of Peiches and Mabez, he says similarly to that which Rashi says over here on Peites and Mabez at the bottom, the way Takanas Usha works is that the Rabbanan gave an alimos to the Kinyan Peres of the Baal, and therefore the Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf. Even if you hold like the man knowing that B'derech Chal Kinyan Peres lav Kinyan Aguf, here the Kinyan Peres is Alim. And we saw over there that the Avim Lum and the Ktais, they bring a raya from Taisus and Dibur Maschal Be'usha on Peiches and Mabez, that Taisus holds not like this, he has a different explanation in Takanas Usha. Because Taisus is mevu that even in the case where the Baal was misalik himself from the Kinyan Peres, he said, Dinu dvarim inli b'nechsayich u'b'perisayim u'b'perisayim at seif ha'ilom. In that case, the husband forfeits all of his rights to Paris. Still Taisus is mevu that after the Takanos Usha, the din is that if she sells this karka, this nechsayim melug, the husband can come and take it away from the lokuchas. And there is mukh that Taisus holds that the din of the Takanos Usha is not based on the Kinyan Peres that the husband has. Even in the case where he does not have Kinyan Peres, still Takanos Usha says that the husband has the right to take it away from the lokuchas. The Avdan Lum over there in Simon Tzadik, Sifkot and Yudalef, he brings two explanations. What is the pshat? Why would the Chacham be misakin? The husband can take it away from the Kuchas, even in the case where he doesn't have Kinyan Peres. In other words, it's not that they want to be Ma'alim the Kinyan Peres, yet still they said that if she tries to sell the karka, the husband can take it away. One side he brings a Shita Mekubetzis and Ksubis, Daf Ayin Ches from Abeis, who explains that the point of the Takanas Usha was that since the din is that a Baal is supposed to Yarshin his wife, if not for Takanas Usha, every woman has a way to get the Yerusha away from her husband. She could always give it to her sons or to her brothers. And Chacham wanted that the husband should Yarshin his wife. That's what they were misaking, Takanas Usha, that the husband always has the right to take it away, whether she sold it or whether she gave it to someone b'matana. After she dies, the husband can come and take it away. Now, Avnum explains that since this is the reason why they made the Takana, it would make sense to say that it's not dependent on the Kinyan Peres. The point is that the husband should be able to Yarshin her after she dies. Therefore, even in the case when he's mistaken himself from the Peres, he still does want the Yerusha, and therefore the Chacham will make this Takana to make sure that he does actually get the Yerusha in the end. A second hazard that Avnum brings is from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, the ninth paragraph of Ksubis, explains why would the Chacham make this Takana. He says, in order that a wife should not go and sell the Nechasim of her husband and claim that these are really my Nechasim Melug. Here again, Avnum explains that this reason would not be dependent on the Kinyan Peres. Once there is such a chash that the wife will take over the affairs of the house and she'll sell the husband's karka by saying that this is really my Nechasim Melug, that's why the Chacham or Mesakin, even if she sells her own Nechasim Melug, still the husband can take it away. This reason would not be dependent on the Kinyan Peres. According to Shami also, even if the husband was already misalik himself from the Kinyan Peres, then it would also be that the Takanas Usha would say that the husband could take it away from the Lekuchas. According to both of these Mahalchim, the Avnum asks from Ersugi, he says Ersugi L'chor would be mashm like Rashi and not like these two other Mahalchim. Because Ersugi is Mavur, that if you hold Kinyan Peres, Lafke Kinyan Aguf, so by Ersugi the din should have been that the Avdim Lug are Yotzev Hashem V'ayin, if the Isha is the one who knocked it out, but now that this Takanas Usha, now already the din is that the Eved is not Yotzev Hashem V'ayin, like the Isha. He says, Vishnu, if you hold a derech Rashi, and the Rabban gave an alimus to the Kinyan Peres, so the Kinyan Peres, if the husband is Kinyan Aguf, that will prevent the Eved from being Yotzev Hashem V'ayin. Hashenkin, if the Chum just made a Takana, either like the Shita Mugbetza says, to make sure that he gets the Yerusha, or like Yushalmi says, to make sure that she doesn't tell his nechasim and claim that they're hers, these svaras would only be a reason why if she sells the nechasim, or if she gives them away as a matana, then the husband could come and take them away. However, in this case, where she didn't give away the nechasim, and she hasn't yet died either, the question just is, while she's alive, are the yotzei v'shem v'ayin, are they the isha? Why would the takana susha affect this din? The chas, she has the full kinyan and a guf on these avadim, it should be yotzei v'shem v'ayin. What difference does it make if takana susha tells us that she cannot sell them, or she cannot give them away as a matana? And then, however, the Avnim Lum is matrik this, and he says, you could say even according to the svar of the Yushalmi, or according to the svar of the Shittim Mekubetes, since the point of the takana was that in the end, after she dies, the husband should get the nechasim, the same way they were mesaken that the mechiras bottle, or the matana which she gives is bottle, so too they are also mesaken that if the avodim go out lechiras, aydei shein v'ayin, through the isha, the chomer mevatel that shichur as well, in order that the husband get the Avnim Lug after she dies. Now, we should point out over here an important point on this Gemara. The Gemara compares the din of a woman who sells the Nechsei Melug to Avnei Melug going out with Shein V'ayin. And if you hold Kinyan Peres Kekinyan Aguf Dami, so the Mechir of the woman is not good, so the Eved also is not Yotzev Shein V'ayin. Or even if you hold Kinyan Peres Lav Kekinyan Aguf, but if you hold off Takanas Usha, so that gives an Alimos to the husband, and therefore the same way the Mechir doesn't work, so too the Eved is not Yotzev Shein V'ayin. L'chayr, the same way we find by Mechira, that even when the Mechir does not work, what does it mean that the Mechir doesn't work? That means to say that it's not a Mechira Muchletes, it's not a definite Mechira. Meaning, if she ends up dying before the husband, so the husband will take it away from the lekeach. However, if the husband is megarisher, or if the husband dies before, then the lekeach does get the karka of the nechsei melug. The same should apply over here by an eved. Why don't we say the same thing? That if the wife knocks out the shein v'ayin of the eved, even though it's not a shichur muchletes, the kinyan peres of the husband, if you hold kinyan peres, kinyan aguf, that's ma'ak of the shichur, or the konas usha's ma'ak of the shichur. But why don't we still say that if the mice in the end, the husband ends up dying first, or the husband ends up being megarisher, why don't we say that it was actually a good shichur? The same way by Mechir we say this, we should say the same thing by the shichur of Shein V'ayin. This is a ha'ar over here in the sugya. However, it would seem that the teretz is poshut. The bishlam by Mechira, since the maisa she cannot make a Mechir Muchletes, however, she does have the option to sell exactly the schus which she has. She could sell to the lekech the schus that she has in this karka, that if eventually she'll get divorced, or if the husband will die, the same way she would have got it afterwards, so now the lekech will get it instead of her. By Mechira, the meicher and the lekech have the ability to define exactly what the Mechira is. However, by the Yitzhiyah of Shein V'ayin, the Torah was mechadish that Hapalas Shein V'ayin is Meshachar the Eved, here it cannot be a partial Shechar. If the Hapalas Shein V'ayin has the ability to Meshachar the Eved Legamri, so then the Shechar will be Chal. If there's something being Ma'ak of the Shechar, like in this case, the Kinyan Peres of the Baal, if you hold Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf, or Takanas Usha, this will be Ma'ak of the Shechar, then we don't say the Shechar is Chal L'chatzayin, even if in the end the husband is Megarish or the husband dies first, the might at the time of the Hapalas Shein V'ayin, the Shechar was not Chal B'chlal. Now there's a second important point to discuss over here, and this is brought in the Taisus Rid, he asks his Kasha, and that is the Gemara's before that if Kinyan Peres Lafka Kinyan Aguf, and we also do not hold up to Takanas Usha, then the din will be that the Eved will be Yotzev Hashem V'ayin of the Isha. And the Kasha that the Taisus Rid asks is, the same way by Mechira, even on the tzad that she can sell the Karak of Nechsei Melug, if Kinyan Peres Lafka Kinyan Aguf, and without the Takanas Usha, so the wife does have a schus to sell the Karka, still that just means that the Kinyan Aguf on the Karka is sold. The mice of the husband still has a right to the Kinyan Peres, he'll be able to continue eating Peres until the husband is Megarisher or the husband dies. Since the mice of the husband is the one who owns the Kinyan Peres, there's no way that she could be Mafkia that right, and therefore even if the Mechir is Chal, he continues eating Peres. We see this clearly in the Mishnah which the Gemara brought earlier in Daf Peichesam and Beis, in a case where a father gave over his Nechasim to his son, and the father kept the right to eat the Peres until he dies. If the son sells the Karkas, Mavur in the Mishnah that the din is the Mechir is Chal, however the father continues to eat Peres until he dies. You see that even though the Mechira is Chal, because the Kinyan Peres of the father is not able to be Ma'ak of the Mechira, but since the Mice of the father has that Schus to eat Peres, he continues to eat Peres even after the Mechira until he dies. And the Taisa Rid asks, why don't we say the same thing over here? Even if the Eved is Yotzei L'Cheres, Aydei Ha'Polos Shein V'Ayin of the Isha, the Kinyan Peres of the husband is not able to be Ma'ak of that Yitziyah, but the Mice of the husband has the rights to be Meshavad with this Eved, that's the Kinyan Peres which he has in the Eved. How can the Ha'Polos Shein V'Ayin be Meshachal Eved completely, to the point that the husband no longer has a schus to be mishabed with this eved? So the Taisa Rid gives a teretz to this kasha and he says that since Kinyan Peres lafka Kinyan Guf Dami, so the woman has a right to sell the eved. The mechira of the eved is chal, the guf eved is sold. Therefore, she can also be mishachar the eved, and the eved is yotzev v'shem v'ayin. Therefore, even though in the case if she would have sold the eved, the din would have been that the mechira is chal, the guf eved is owned by the buyer, and the husband would retain the Kinyan Peres in the eved, meaning he would continue being mishabed with the eved. But once the Maisa we see that the Kinyan Aguf can be sold, it also can be Mishtachar Adei the Isha. By the Shichur, the din is that once the Shichur is Chal on the Guf, Now it's not shaykh anymore for the husband to continue being mishabed with the eved, because the din is that it's usher to be mishabed with the ben chayrin. If once the shikhar is chal on the guf of the eved, then the male of the kinyan prayers which the husband had in the eved, that's poka, because anyways it's usher for him to be mishabed with the eved. In other words, the Tosef Reader is saying the same way she could sell the eved, she could also be mishachar the eved. Even though if she sells the eved, then the kinyan prayers of the husband remains, but the shikhar will not remain, but that's a secondary result which happens in mamela. When she's being mishachar the eved, be'etzem she's just being a chalois shikhar on the guf of the eved. She's not directly affecting the peiris. That which l'maisa the husband will lose his kinyan peiris, that's something which happens indirectly, it happens mamela, and that's not a reason to be ma'akav her for being mishachar the guf of the eved. And the Tosef Reader then continues and he adds an important point. He says, maybe you'll say that the answer to this kasha, how could the shikhar of the isha work? What happened to the schus of the baal to get the peiris of the eved? He says, maybe you'll say that because the shikhar is mafkir the shibud, like the Gemara says later on, Hegdish chomes v'shichar mafkir midei shibud. He says, this cannot be the teretz to the kasha, because the Gemara only used this for later on, at the point of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that even if you hold off takanos usha, it's still possible to hold that the eved is yotze b'shem v'ayin l'isha, because of the member of Rava, that shichar is mafkir the shibud, meaning even though takanos usha is a right the husband has, that she cannot sell the eved, if she does try to sell the eved, then as the husband could come and take the eved away from the lakuchis, still the Gemara says that's only considered a shibud, and the din is that shichar is mafkir the shibud. The Tosef explains the pshat is because at that point of the Gemara was going the kinyan prayers lafke kinyan aguf, so the kinyan prayers would not be enough to be ma'ak of the mechira. That which is ma'ak of the mechira is takanos usha. Takanos usha gives him rights in the guf of the karka. Here's what the Gemara says, that it's not a kinyan gomer in the guf of the nechasim. He can't sell these nechasim if he wants. When we say that he has certain rights in the kinyan aguf, it's only considered a shibud, and therefore the din is that the shechir will be mafkir the shibud. However, if you would hold kinyan prayers ke kinyan aguf on me, the Tosef Reader says, then we wouldn't say this cloud that the shikhar is mafkir the shibud, because it's more than a shibud. It's a kinyan gomer. He has a right to sell the paris if he wants. And even though this kinyan gomer is not in the guf of the karka, it's in the paris, but kinyan paris kick kinyan a guf, it's enough of a kinyan to be ma'ak of the mechira. Here you would not say that the shikhar is mafkir the shibud. This is more than a shibud, it's a kinyan gomer in the paris. In other words, according to the Tosef Reader, when the Gemara is going through the different options how to answer the steer in the braises, so first the Gemara says that both braises hold kinyan paris, lafke kinyan a guf. And the Machalik says whether we hold off the Takanos Usha, we don't hold off the Takanos Usha. The second Malach was, one price is before the Takanos Usha, one's after. The third Malach was that both prices are after the Takanos Usha. And the price which says, L'ish of Leila Ish, the Pshad is because the Shikhar is Mafkir the Shibud. And the fourth Ibai says, that both prices do not hold off the Takanos Usha. And the Machalik says whether Kinyan Peres ke Kinyan Aguf Dami, if y'all Kinyan Peres is ke Kinyan Aguf, the Eved will not be Yetzir V'Shem V'Ayin L'Isha. And the Gemara doesn't mention the Tat to say that maybe the Eved will still be Yetzir because the Shikhar is Mafkir the Shibud. The Pshat is like the Tosef Reader saying, the Shechar could be Mafkiya Shibud, which is not a Kinyan Gomer, but the Kinyan Peres is a Kinyan Gomer, there's no Tad that the Shechar can be Mafkiya that. And therefore, as far as the original Kashif of the Tosef Reader, how could the Shechar of the Isha work? What happened to the Kinyan Peres of the Baal? What happened to his Chusim? How is she Mafkiya that? The Teretz is not because Shechar is Mafkiya the Shibud. Rather, the Teretz is like the Tosef Reader says, since the Shechar is Chal, the Mamel of the husband loses his Kinyan Peres because it's also for him to be Meshavit with the Ben Chayrin. Now, the we could point out over here that this last chelik of the Tosef Reader would seem to be telling the Machlokes Rashi and Tosef, which we discussed earlier. What exactly is the Yisayt of Takanas Usha? How does it work? Rashi also that Takanas Usha is that they gave an alimus to the Kinyan Peris, and therefore, even if Bederach Al hold Kinyan Peris, Lavke Kinyan Aguf Tami, Aide Takanas Usha, the Kinyan Peris of the husband, is Ke Kinyan Aguf. Mashenkin Tosef, as we saw, on Peches and Mabe, says it's Mavu that Takanas Usha is even in the case where the husband already forfeited his rights for Kinyan Peris. Akar Chalup Chad is that it's not dependent on the Kinyan Peris, it's not that they gave an alimus to the Kinyan Peris, rather they created a new din that the husband has a schus to take away the karka if she tries to sell it. And the Chal, this you say of the Tosef Reader, that Shikhar Mafkir with the Shibud will work on Takanos Usha, but it's not going to work if you hold Kinyan Peris ke Kinyan Aguf Dami. So Mishmah, if you hold like Tosef, that Takanos Usha has nothing to do with the Kinyan Peris, it's a new din. And we can understand that this new din is like the Tosef Reader saying, oh, this is a shibud, and therefore the shikhar can't be mafkir the shibud. Hashem can acquaint the man number kinyan peris ke kinyan aguf tami, that's a kinyan gomer, and therefore the shikhar cannot be mafkir it. However, if you hold like the sheet of Rashi, that what Takana's solution really is an alimus to the kinyan peris, the Takana was that even if you hold kinyan peris, but derech klal is laf ke kinyan aguf tami, here it's alim ke kinyan aguf, so there's no svar to be mechalik that the shikhar mafkir with the shibud will only work if you hold kinyan peris laf ke kinyan aguf tami, or work against the Takana's usha. But it's not going to work if you hold Kinyan Peres ke Kinyan Aguf Dami. Lamais in the end, that they're both actually the same. Takanas Usha was to make Kinyan Peres ke Kinyan Aguf Dami l'kuli alma. And therefore, according to Rashi, l'chur is muchach, the same with the Gemara's Mavur, that Shechem Afkim de Shiva will work against Takanas Usha, it will also work if you hold Kinyan Peres ke Kinyan Aguf Dami. And l'chur, according to Rashi, you have to say that the Gemara's lav dafka, And the Gemara brings the different Ibayis Amos, the different possibilities to explain the steer and the braces. The Gemara only mentions the din of Rava that Shechem Afkir Midei Shibud at the point where we're explaining that both braces hold Kenyan Peres Lafke Kenyan Guftami. And the Machlokes says that both braces hold of Takanos Usha. One brace holds that Shechem Afkir Midei Shibud, and the other brace holds that Almur Abanon Lishibud, and therefore the Shechem is not Mafkiya. The Gemara never mentions it's sad to say that the braces which holds Yotze V'Shem Vayin Lisha, that braces can hold Kenyan Peres Kenyan Guftami, yet still din is that Shechem Afkir Midei Shibud. Gemara never mentioned such a tzad, but l'chair according to Rashi, it's lav dafka. Same with Shechem Afkir Midei Shibud works against Takanas Usha, it could also work against Kenyan Peres Kenyan Aguftami. Now continue on, the Gemara daf Tzadik Amarav brings a braisa where there's a four-way machlokes tanoim about the din yoyim yoyimayim in a case where one adin has the Kenyan Aguf of the Eved and one has the Kenyan Peres. The case that the braisa is talking about is that a person sold his Eved and he made it tonight that the Eved continued to serve him for 30 days. In this case, the first Adin has the Kenyan Peres, and the second Adin has the Kenyan Aguf. Now, first mention just a side point. The Lashon of this Braisa is, Pasak imay amanas sheyisham shenu shleishim yoyim. Lashon amanas is mashma that there was a tenai in the Mechira, which will mean that the Mechira is only chal if in the end, the Eved did end up really working 30 days for the Meicher. If he didn't end up working 30 days, then the Mechira will not be chal at all. However, the Kasha is, and the Steiber brings this Kasha by Shem Reb Chaim, that in this case of the Braisa where the Eved was killed, so obviously he did not end up being Mekayim this Tanai, he didn't work 30 days for the buyer, so the Mechir should be bought a little Mafreya. And if so, what is the Tzad to say that the Sheni should have a din of Yom Yomayim, which is the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda over here? L'chair, the Sheni definitely should not have a din Yom Yomayim, since the Tanai was not Niskayim and the Mechir was bottle, so the buyer never really ended up buying the Eved. How could there be a din of Yom Yomayim? Now, Simeach discusses this Kasha as well in Perek Beis Hochas Utzeach Vishmiris Nefesh Halacha Tezvav. And the Chavah, you have to say, and this Dar Simeach and the Seibar both say, that when this Braisa says Amanas, it doesn't really mean that there was a Tanai. It wasn't that the Mechir was on condition that the Eved really ends up working, if not the Mechir should be bottle. Rather, here the Lashon of Amanas means a Shir. He meant to say that he's keeping for himself a Chelik of that which he owned in the Eved. The Ishtamshus of the Eved for the next 30 days, that the Mechir wants to retain for himself, but he never said a Lashon of a Tanai, and therefore, even if in the end the Eved did not end up working for the Mechir for 30 days, the Mechir will still be Niskayim. And they point out that this is actually the Lashon of the Rambam when he brings this din of the Braisa. In Perek Beis Hilchos Utzeach Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam says, HaMoichos Avda Yoposak Imay Sheisham Shenu Shleishim Yoyim. The Rambam then goes on to pass like the Sheet of Rabbi Lezer over here. Rakapan, the Rambam didn't say anything about a Lashon of Almanas. Mashmai says it wasn't a Tanai. Rather, as we explained, he was Meshayev himself the right to be Meshayev with this Eved for the next 30 days. And the Steiber adds further that Akarch, this is the case, that it's a Shir and not a Tanai, because if it was a Tanai, then we would not say that the original Bailam still has a Kenyan Peres in the Eved. We would say that the Pshat is the Be'etzim it's a Mechir Gemura. The Lekech owns the Guf and the Peres. That which the Mechir continues to be Meshavad with this Eved for the next 30 days, it's only because it was a Tanai that in order for the Mechir to be Chal, this condition has to be kept. The same way the Mechir could have chosen any other condition to say that the Mechir is dependent on that. He chose that the Eved works for him for 30 days, but this would not say that he has a Kenyan Peres in the Eved. It's just that Lemaisa, the Lekech has to allow him to work with the Eved. Because if the Kerech does not allow him to do so, then the whole Mechir will be bottled because the Tanai was not kept. Akapam, this is the case of the Braisa that the Mechir was Meshayev for himself, the Schus to be Meshayev with Eved for the next 30 days. And the Braisa says that according to our mayor, the first Adin has a Din Yom Yomayim, the second Adin does not. The Pshat says that our mayor holds Kenyan Peres, Kenyan and a Guftami, therefore the first Adin who has the Kenyan Peres, he's the one who has the Din Yom Yomayim. The Yehuda holds that the second Adin, he has the Din Yom Yomayim, because the Yehuda holds Kenyan Peres, Lafke, Kenyan and a Guftami. Rabbeisi is his third shita. He says both of them have a din yom yomayim. Rabbeisi is mesilvim got the kinyan peres kinyan aguftami. On the tzadik kinyan peres is kinyan aguft. The first adin, he's the one who has a din yom yomayim. And on the tzadik kinyan peres lafki kinyan aguftami, it's the second adin. Therefore, since it's a suffix, we go to kulo suffix the fashas lahakal. And the fourth shita is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. He says shneim einam b'din yom yomayim. He dashes from a pasuk ki kaspi who has to be kaspi ham yuchidloi, which means it has to be one adin who has the full bialis on the eved in order for there to be a din of yom yomayim. Yeah, Toys over here asks Akasha, and Dibra Maschach Rameir Omer, he says, what is the Pshat? We see over here, Rameir holds, as far as the Yom Yomayim, if you hold Kenyan Peres, could Kenyan Guftami, so we consider the first Adin, since he has the Kenyan Peres, he's considered the full Bailam in this Din of Yom Yomayim. Even though Lachar is also another Adin who has the Kenyan Guf, still we're considering the Adin who has the Kenyan Peres to be the Iker Adin. Yet as far as the din of Shein V'ayin, there the Gemara is mavur that if you hold Kenyan Peres Kenyan Aguftami, so the din is that Eved is not Yotze B'Shein V'ayin Loi Le'ish V'Loi Le'isha. We don't say that the one who has a Kenyan Peres, which is the Baal, he's considered the Iker Bailim. Rather, we say even though the Bailam has a kinyan peres, which is kinyan aguf, but there also is someone who also has a kinyan aguf, the isha, therefore the din is that neither one, and neither the Baal or the isha, have this din that the Eved is Yetzev Hashem V'ayin. So what is the chilik? Why, as far as Hashem V'ayin, both of them don't have a full kinyan? And as far as the din of Yom HaYomayim, there we say the one who has the kinyan peres is considered the ikr, and there is a din Yom HaYomayim for him, and not for the other Adin. So Tosis gives two tirutim to this kasha. The first tirut of Tosis is, that as far as the din of Hashem V'ayin, if there are two people who have a kinyan aguf, the din is that the Eved is not Yetzev Hashem V'ayin of either one. Since each one's kinyan aguf is ma'akev, the shikr, therefore, in this case, when the Baal has the Kinyan Peres, and we say Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf Domi, but still, since the Isha also has the Kinyan Aguf, then is the Eved is not Yetzev Hashem V'ayin of either one of them. Hashem, as far as the din of Yom HaYomayim, their Tosis explains, their din is that if the one who has the Kinyan Peres, his Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf Domi, the Eved will be Yetzev Hashem V'ayin, even though there is someone else who also has the Kinyan Aguf. As far as Tosis explains, that the Adon who has the Kinyan Peres, since the Eved is supposed to be working for him, he has the right to enslave the Eved. Therefore, this is far to say that he has the din of Yom HaYomayim. In other words, the din of Yom HaYomayim is based on that which an Adon B'derech Klal uses force to enslave his Eved. Therefore, the Torah was makel on him and gave him a din of Yom HaYomayim. Therefore, it will be dependent dafka on the one who has the Kinyan Peres, the one who the Eved is supposed to be working for. Now, even though the din is that if he has a Kinyan Peres and it's not a Kinyan Aguf Dami, and the fact that the Eved is working for him, that's not enough for there to be a din of Yom HaYomayim without a Kinyan Aguf. Still, if the Kinyan Peres is a Kinyan Aguf, and if there is a din Yom HaYomayim, then it's mistaber to say that it's talik dafka in him, and the fact that there is another Adon who has a kinyan aguf, that would not make a difference. This is the first teretz of Tosis. Now the second teretz of Tosis, he says a chiddush b'shem Rav Yitzchak ben Baruch, and that is that according to Meir, who holds a kinyan peres a kinyan aguf tami, according to Meir, that's enough to make the one who has a kinyan peres to be the ikr, and even if there is another Adon who has a kinyan aguf, still the din is that the din of Yom HaYomayim is dafka for the one who has a kinyan peres. As far as the din of Shem V'ayin as well, the Eved will be Yotze B'Shem V'ayin L'ish. And Tez goes on to explain that according to this Shita, you have to learn the Gemara differently. And the Gemara says, V'Yisayimah D'Kuli Yamu Lestul Hani Tonight Takanas Usha. The Gersa that we have in the Gemara is, V'Hacha B'Kinyan Peres K'Kinyan Aguf Domi Kom Iflagi. According to the Gersa that we have, the Gemara is saying that if you hold Kinyan Peres K'Kinyan Aguf Domi, then it will be like the second Braisa, that Avdim Luk will not be Yotze B'Shem V'ayin L'Loi B'Ish V'Loi B'Isha. Hashem, if you hold Kinyan Peres Lafka Kinyan Aguf Domi, then there will be that Avadim will go out B'Isha V'Loi B'Ish. According to this pshat of the Yitzchak Ben Baruch, this cannot be the pshat, because he also had a coin to Meir that holds Kinyan Peres K'Kinyan Aguf Domi, that then will be the Avdim Luk will be Yotzev V'Shem V'Ayin B'Ish V'Loi B'Isha, and that's not like either one of the two braises at the bottom of Peites Amud Beis. Akar Ligmar is not trying to say that these braises are arguing whether Kinyan Peres K'Kinyan Aguf Domi or Lafka Kinyan Aguf Domi. Therefore, according to this pshat, he takes out the line of the Gemara of Hacha B'Kinyan Peres K'Kinyan Aguf Domi K'Mifligi. He takes out that line and the Gemara continues and brings the Braisa, and Tosis explains that according to this Pshat, the Gemara means to say that the Machlokes between the two Braisas, the first Braisa that says, Yetzev Hashem V'ayin L'Isha V'lo L'Ish, that's going like the Shita of Yehuda, who holds Kinyan Peres Lafka, Kinyan Aguf Domi, and if the Eved is Yetzev Hashem V'ayin with the Isha, not the Ish, the second Braisa, however, which says that the Eved is not Yetzev V'lo B'Isha V'lo B'Ish, the Gemara is not saying that it's going like a Meir, because as Tosis says, according to a Meir, that Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Domi, the same way as far as the din of Yom HaYomayim, the Ikar is the one who has the Kinyan Peres. So too, as far as Yetzev Hashem V'ayin, the Ikar is the one who has the Kinyan Peres. Therefore, the din will be that the Eved will be Yetzev Hashem V'ayin B'ish V'loi B'isha. Rather, what the Gemara does say is that the second Braisa, which says Loi B'ish V'loi B'isha, is going like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara means to say the same way Rabbi Eliezer dashens ki kaspei hu kaspei hamiyuchid loy. Therefore, neither one has the din of Yom HaYomayim. The same is true also as far as the din of Hashem V'ayin. The Torah that uses the lashon of Avdai, there also means Avdai hamiyuchid loy. And if the Eved will not go out b'shem v'ayin, loy le'ish v'loy le'isha. So these are the two mahalachim of Tosis b'das Rav Meir. According to the first mahalach, the Eved Shemir holds kinyan peres k'kinyan aguf domi, there'll still be a chilek between the dinim of shem v'ayin and the din of Yom HaYomayim. As far as Yom HaYomayim is concerned, it's tali dafkan the one who has the kinyan peres. As far as the din of shem v'ayin, it's tali in both. According to the second mahalach of Tosis, there's no chilek between the dinim of shem v'ayin and the dinim of Yom HaYomayim. Both cases Rav Meir holds, the ikar is tali in the one who has the kinyan peres. Now I'll discuss a few important points on this Tosfos. Firstly, in the first Malach of Tosfos, Mashov here asks a kasha, and that is, according to what Tosfos says, that Rameir is maskim, as far as the dinam of Shem V'ayin, it's not Talik Dafkan the one who has a Kinyan Peres, therefore the din will be that Eved will not be Yetzev Hashem V'ayin, Loi L'Ish V'Loi L'Isha. If so, B'Hemshachal Gemara, the Gemara brings a memra from Amimar, he says, Ish V'Isha Shemachar B'Nichse V'Milug, Loi Osu V'Loi Klum, and the Gemara says, Kaman Ker Blazer, that fits with the Shita of Blazer. The same Blazer says, by Avdi Nichse Milug. Shneim ina medin yom yomayim, because it's not kaspei hamiyuchad loy, so too if they try to sell this nichsei milug also, the din is that since it's not miyuchad to either one of them, the mechir is not chal. And the Mashah asks on the first teretz of Tosfos, Why does Gemara have to say that Amimra is going dafka according to Reb Elazar? L'chair, we could have said that it's also going according to the sheet of Reb Meir. The way Tosis is explaining with Aser Meir, that only as far as the din of Yom Yimayim, that's where we say that it's telling in dafka the one who has the kinyan peiros is not telling the one who has the kinyan aguf. But as far as other dinim like Shein v'ayin, Reb Meir would hold Leila Ish for Leila Isha. If so, the Gemara could have said that Amimra fits with the sheet of Reb Meir. And furthermore, the next price as well, which the Gemara brings, Evet Shal Shnei Shulfim En Yotzim Rosha Yivarim. There also the Gemara says that fits with the sheet of Reb Elazar. The Chor, the Gemara could have also said it fits with the sheet of Reb Meir, according to this plan of Tosis. This is the Kash of the Marshal. And a number of Achronim, the Kani Re'im, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Marshal Madur Basta as well, they all give a terrace to this Kasha. And that is that which Tosis says with Aser Meir, that even though Kinyan Peres can Kinyan Aguftami, still the Evel will not be Yotz of Hashem V'ayin L'ish, Tosis explains because since the Isha has a Kinyan Aguf, the Ish does not have a Kayach to be Mashach the Kinyan Aguf of the Isha. Tais is explaining clearly that the pshat is that the kinyan aguf of the isha is ma'akev of the shichur. And if so, the achrenim say, if both of them will be mishachar the eved, the isha who has the kinyan aguf, and the isha who has the kinyan peiros, which is kinyan aguf, if both of them will be mishachar the eved, then the shichur will be chal. And therefore, as far as mechira as well, the Avos HaMeimer says that ish v'isha shemachu b'nichsim melug le'yosuv le'klum, that still will not fit with the sheet of Reb Meir. What the Gemara does say is that it fits with the sheet of Reb Eliezer. But that's also, even if both of them will be Meshachar, the Shichur will not be Chal, and therefore the Mechir will not be Chal as well. Only according to Reb Eliezer, who dashens, Ki Kaspi, Hu Kaspi, HaMiyuchiloi, and Avdi also, in the Pasuk of Shein V'ayin, he dashens, Avdi, HaMiyuchiloi, one person has a Kinyan Aguf, one person has a Kinyan Peiris, that's not considered Miyuchiloi, and therefore even if both of them would sell the Eved, the Mechir will not be Chal. We'll get back to this later to understand the Sheet of Reb Eliezer. But Akoponim, Lin Yanenu, according to the Sheet of Reb Meir, the Achrenim say, even though Tosis says, B'daser Meir, that l'inya pols shem v'ayin, the Eved will not go out loy l'ish v'loy l'isha. That's because each one's kinyan is ma'akev, the Eved from going out, when the other one knocks out the shem v'ayin, this is not coming b'koyach l'joshah of miyuchaloy, therefore both of them do the chalais together, then it would be chal. And the same as far as the next price as well, Eved shal shnei shutfim en yotzim b'rosh yivarim shenim chayzrin, the Kanri Im explains that according to their mayor, if both masters knock out a shem v'ayin, the Eved will be yotzel l'cheiros, because each one has a koyach to be mashachar their chalek. Only according to Reb Elazar, since it's not Avdei Miyuchiloi, therefore the Eved will not be Yotzei L'Cheiros, even if both masters knock out Hashem V'Ayin. Again, we'll explain this further according to Reb Elazar, what exactly this means. But Akapam, these Achrenim say, B'daster Meir, to answer the Kasha of the Marshal, that both the Din of HaMeimer and the Din of the Braisa will not fit according to the Sheet of Reb Meir. Now another important point to discuss over here in Tosfos is, in the second Teretz of Tosfos, Tosfos says that according to Reb Meir, the Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf Dami, that not only as far as the Din of Yom HaYimayim do we say that the Kinyan Peiros is the Iker, but also as far as Yitzhiv Hashem V'ayin, it's told in the Kinyan Peiros only and not the other one who has the Kinyan Aguf. And according to this plan of Tosfos, Tosfos had to change the girsa over here at the top of the Amud. And the Pnei Yeshua points out that still, in the first Yibayisayimah on Peites Amud Beis, the Lekul Yom Kinyan Peiros Lavka Kinyan Aguf Tomi, and the Mechlekus is about Takanas Usha, which means that the Braisa that says, Yitzhiv Hashem V'ayin Le'isha Avaloy Le'ish, that Braisa does not hold of Takanas Usha. The second Braisa which says, Le'ish V'ayin Le'isha, that does hold of Takanas Usha. And the Pnei Yeshua points out, you see, that even if you hold up Takanas Usha, and that would be a reason why the Eved does not go out B'Shem V'ayin L'Isha, but still that's not enough of a reason to say that the Eved is Yosef B'Shem V'ayin L'Ish. This Braisa, which does hold up Takanas Usha, says Leila Ish V'Leila Isha. The Pnei Yeshua says, Akarach, you have to say, but that's this Pshat of Tosfos, the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Baruch, that according to my number, Kinyan Peiros K'Kinyan Aguf Tami, the rights of the husband are stronger than his rights with Takanas Usha, according to my number, Lav K'Kinyan Aguf Tami. Because according to my number, Kinyan Peiros K'Kinyan Aguf Tami, we're saying that the schus of the ish is enough not only to prevent the Eved from going out lecheres for the isha, but it's strong enough to say the Eved is yotzei lecheres aide the ish. Hashem, if you hold kinyan peiros lavka kinyan aguf tami, and even after takanas usha, that's only enough to prevent the Eved from being yotzei b'shem v'ayin leisha, but it's not strong enough to say the Eved is yotzei lecheres aide shem v'ayin leish. This is the point that Pnei Yeshua makes over here, and lechay we could add that this should be telling the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the side of takanas usha. According to the sheet of Rashi, that Takanas Usha made Kinyan Peiros K'Kinyan Aguf Tami, even if you hold B'derech HaKal Kinyan Peiros Lav K'Kinyan Aguf Tami, but like Takanas Usha does have the Alimus of Kinyan Aguf. According to the sheet of Tosfos, Takanas Usha is not based on Kinyan Peiros, rather it's a new din that they gave to the husband, that if the wife sells Nichsei Melug, the husband can take it away from the Kuchis. And this Mahalch of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Baruch would only fit with the sheet of Tosfos and not with the sheet of Rashi. Because as the Pnei Yeshua points out, we see from the Gemara Peites Amud Beis, the Gemara explained the Braisa which holds Leila Ish V'Leila Isha, the Pshat is that even though Kinyan Peiros Lavka Kinyan Aguf Tami, but Aidei Takanas Usha, that Schus gives the right to the husband that now the Eved will not be Yotze V'Shem V'Ayin Aidei the Isha. Yet still the Braisa holds that the Eved is not Yotze by either one, not the Isha or the Ish. Takanas Usha did not give enough of a Schus to the husband
that now the Eved will be Yotzev L'Chir Sadei Shem V'Ayin of the Ish, and if you hold like the Shita of Rashi, that Be'esem what Takanas Usha accomplishes is the same as Kinyan Peresk Kinyan Aguftami, if so, it would be Muchach, that the same way by Takanas Usha, we don't say that the Eved Yotzev L'Chir Sadei Shem V'Ayin L'Ish, then who did as far as Kinyan Peresk Kinyan Aguftami, which Be'esem is the same thing as Takanas Usha according to the Shita of Rashi, then also the deal will be that the Kinyan Peresk of the husband is enough to prevent the Eved from being Yotzev L'Chir Sadei the Isha. But it's not enough to say that now the Eved is Yotzev L'Chir Sadei the Ish. Only according to the Shita of Tosfos, that the din of Takanas Usha is not the same gedra as Kinyan Peresk Kinyan Aguftami. So even though the Gemara is mavur as far as Takanas Usha, the Eved is not Yotzev L'Chir Sadei the Ish for L'Chir Isha, but as far as Kinyan Peresk Kinyan Aguftami, you could still say that that's better, and the Eved will be Yotzev V'Shem V'Ayin L'Ish V'Chir Sadei the Isha. Now in this second Shita of Tosfos, the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Baruch, there's another important point over here which Rabbi Chanan discusses in the Kibbutz Shulchan Baba Basra Ois Reish Chav Beis. And that is, he says, L'Chir would come out the same way Tosfos says B'Dasar Meir, that the Kinyan Peresk is the Ikar Bailos and not the Kinyan Aguf, not only as far as the Din of Yom Yomayim, but also as far as the Din of Shem V'Ayin, according to this Malach of Tosfos. If so, L'Chir, the Din should also be that the one who has the Kinyan Peresk, he should be able to be Meshachar the Eved. What difference does it make between the Shechar of Shem V'Ayin and a Shechar B'Shtar Shechar? If the Baal will be Meshachar the Eved, L'Chir, the Din should also be that the Eved will be Yotzev L'Chiras. However, this is definitely not the Pashas. This will be a tremendous Chiddush. Say that the husband has the right to be Meshachar, the Avdi Melug of the wife. And Rechon says, furthermore, it will be difficult. We find Rav over here says a Chiddush, that Shechar is Mafki Midei Shibud. Mashmai says that a Shechar can be Mafki Midei Shibud, but not Midei Kinyan Gomor. We don't find anywhere that the Shechar of one person can be Mafki the Kinyan Aguf of the other person. And therefore, it's not Mestabit to say over here that the husband can be Meshachar, the Avdi Melug, and be Mafki the Kinyan Aguf of the wife. So Rechon says, Efshar, you have to be Mechalik between the Shechar of a Shtar Shechar and the Shechar of Shem V'Ayin. Because the Shechar of Shem V'Ayin, that's something which happens in Memela. Mashenkin, when one gives a Shtar Shechar, that's a Shechar which is coming Mikaychai, that cannot work to be Mafkiyah of someone else's Kinyan Aguf. This is what Rabbi Chanan says, Bekitzer, and L'Chir, this needs further Hasbar. And we can explain like this. The Be'etzem, this whole Inyan, what is the Pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Baruch? How do we understand this, that the one who has the Kinyan Peres, he's considered the Iker? L'Chir, Kinyan Peres is a Kinyan Aguf Dami, but the other person also has a Kinyan Aguf. Why are we considering the Iker Bayam, the one who has the Kinyan Peres, and not the one who has the Kinyan Aguf? Furthermore, how is this different than that which we saw on Peches on Medbeis, that if one person has a Kinyan Peres of Karka, the other one has a Kinyan Aguf, like in the case where the father gave it over to the son, so it's before they felt Kinyan Peres ka Kinyan Aguf Tami, that's Ma'ak of the Mechira of the son. However, that's for sure that the father cannot sell this Karka. There's no time to say the Kinyan Peres is the Iker, and that overrides the Kinyan Aguf. How come over here in the Sukkah if we say, according to our mayor, that Kinyan Peres ka Kinyan Aguf Tami, he's considered the Iker Bailim, as far as the Din of Yom Yimayim and as far as the Din of Shein V'Ayin? So the Chir, the Pshat would be, that when the Torah gave certain dinim to the Bailim of the Eved, it's mustabed to say that the one who's considered the Bailim is the one who's being mishabed with the Eved right now, and even if he only has the Kinyan Peres, someone else has the Kinyan Aguf, he's considered the Iker as far as these dinim, because he's the one who's the active other, and he's being mishabed lemaisa with this Eved. Surely as far as the Din of Yom Yimayim, that we saw in the first Taras of Tosfos, that it's mustabed to say that the Din of Yom Yimayim is totally in the Adon who owns the Kinyan Peres, because he's the one who's acting as the Adon right now. Second Taras of Tosfos holds that this is not only as far as Yom Yimayim, it's also true as far as the Din of Shem V'Ayin as well. When the Torah speaks about Dinim, about the Bayim of the Eved, it's Mestabit to say we're talking about the one who's acting as the Adon. The Torah said if while he's being Meshavet with the Eved, he knocks out the Shem V'Ayin, then the Eved is Yotzev L'Chiras. Notice what we're saying is that it's not the Pshat that Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dami means he's considered the Ikar Bailim more than the one who has the Kinyan Aguf. Rather, surely the one who has the real Kinyan Aguf, he's not any less than the one who has the Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf. Rather, specifically as far as Dinim, which the Torah gave to the Adin of an Eved, there is Mustabit to say that we're talking about the active Adin, and not an Adin who has a Kinyan Aguf without the Kinyan Peres. Now, even though we have to add that if Kinyan Peres would not be a Kinyan Aguf Dami, then even though he's acting as Adin, there would not be a Din of Yom Yimayim or the Din of Shem V'Ayin. The other Pshat is if Kinyan Peres left a Kinyan Aguf Dami, he's not really considered an Adin Bechlal, and he definitely would not be included in this Din. However, once Kinyan Peres is a Kinyan Aguf, then it's Mustabit to say that he's the Iker one, he's the Iker Bayim that the Torah is talking to as far as the Din of Shem V'Ayin and the Din of Yom Yimayim. If so, we can understand that the same way by Yesodeh, as we saw, if one person owns the Kinyan Peres and one person owns the Kinyan Aguf, so if Kinyan Peres could Kinyan Aguf Dami, that's enough of a bias to prevent the one who has the Kinyan Aguf from selling it, but it doesn't say that the one who has the Kinyan Peres that he can sell it, the Din of Pshat is Pashut, because he's definitely not more of a Bayim than the one who has the Kinyan Aguf Mamish. Only over here, as far as an Eved is concerned, as we said, there is Mustabit to say the one who's the Iker Bayim who's the one who's being Meshabit with the Eved. And with this we can answer the Kash of Rabbi Chanan as well. Only as far as the Din of Shem V'Ayin, the Torah said, Xeris HaKosov, that if one who's considered the Bayim of the Eved, he knocks out the Shem V'Ayin, the Eved is Yotze L'Chiros. As the Mechon explained, it's not the Pshat that the Adon is being Meshachar the Eved, rather heaven's Memela, which means that the Torah says that when there's Apollo Shem Ayin, the Torah is Meshachar the Eved. Here's Mustafa to say that the one that the Torah is considered the Bainim over here, in this din, is one who's acting Lemaisa right now as the Adon. However, as far as being Meshachar the Eved with a Shtar Shechur, here the Adon is making the Chalei Shechur, here it would definitely be telling who's the real owner, who is the one who has the Kinyan Aguf of the Eved. Therefore, even if you hold Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dami, it's definitely not stronger than the one who has the actual Kinyan Aguf. Therefore, it's partial that the one who has the Kinyan Peres is not going to be able to be Meshachar the Eved and be Mafkir this Eved from the one who has the real Kinyan Aguf. Or in other words, as far as being Meshachar the Eved with her Shtar Shechur, then there'll be no chilik between an Eved and the Karka. The same way by Karka, it's not totally Dafka the one who has Kinyan Peres, even if Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf Dami. So too, as far as being Meshachar the Eved with her Shtar Shechur, we're not going to say that the one who has Kinyan Peres is stronger than the one who has the real Kinyan Aguf. Therefore, he definitely will not be able to be Meshachar the Eved on his own. Now, as far as the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer over here in the sugyo, so the Gemara brings that he darshins ki kaspa hu kaspa hamiyuchedloi, and behemshach the Gemara says that he also darshins avdoi avdoi hamiyuchedloi. Therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the deal will be the Eved will not be yosel lecheres by shein ve'ein loy leish ve'loy leisha. And according to the second pshat of Tosfos, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Baruch, this is what the Gemara means to say. And the Gemara says a plukta dahani tanoi, and the Gemara brings the machlekes tanoim, the four way machlekes. The Gemara means to explain that the brayso on peites from a base which says loy leish ve'loy leisha, that's going like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. The Eved will not be good to Lecheres like the either one because of this Joshua Avdei HaMiyuchad Lai. And based on this, the Gemara understands that even if the husband and the wife will try to sell the Nechsei Malug, then it also will be that the Mechir is not Kayam. This is how the Gemara explains on Meimar. When a Meimar says, Ish V'isha Shemachu B'Nechsei Malug Le'osuv Le'klum, the Gemara says it fits with the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, even if both of them try to sell the Nechsei Malug together, the Mechir will not be Chal. As the Rishonim over here point out, the Rashba and the Rosh in the end of Siman Tes, the Agamar is assuming B'das HaMeimar that even if you'll sell them together, also the Mechir will not be Chal. This is the Pashas of Agamara. And they say that the Gemara Baba Basar Daf Nun is Mashma otherwise, at least originally the Gemara understood B'das HaMeimar, that which he says, that Ish V'ish Shemachu B'Nechsei Malug L'Yosef Le'Klum, the Gemara does not mean to say that if they both sell the Nechsei Malug together, that the Mechir will not be Kayim. Rather, what it means to say is that if one of them sells without the other one, if the Ish sells without the Isha, or the Isha sells without the Ish, we don't say that the Ish has the right to sell the Peris and the Isha has the right to sell the Guf. And if either one sells without the other one, the Mechir is not Chal at all. If they both sell together, then the Mechir would be Chal. However, Arsig, the Rosh says, is mashma not like that. Arsig understands B'das HaMeimar, that even if both of them will sell the Karka, the Mechir will not be Chal at all. Tais is before like this as well, in Dibur Maschur HaMeir, where he's explaining the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, which the Gemara says, HaMeimar holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Tais says clearly the Pshat, that even if both of them will sell, the Mechir is not Chal, because since one owns the Kinyan Aguf, one owns the Kinyan Peris, neither one is considered the real Bailim. Therefore, they cannot sell the Nechsei Malug even together. And Taiz goes on and he says that according to this, Rabbi Elazar Karchach will not hold of Takanas Usha. The whole concept of Takanas Usha would not make sense according to Rabbi Elazar. Since even without Takanas Usha, if the Isha would try to sell the Karka, the Mechir will not be Chal. And Taiz says it wouldn't be Chal even if she ends up getting divorced, or even if the husband ends up dying before her. Still, even at that point, we don't say that the Lekech will get the Kinyan in the Karka. Taiz explains it's like someone who's trying to sell something which is not theirs. She also is not considered the Bailim. Therefore, even if she is Niskarsha, or even if the husband does die, the Mechir is not Chal. Kolshkein, if she dies before the husband, the Mechir is not Chal, and you wouldn't have to come on to the Takanas Usha. And what Lamaise is the Pshat in this? Why is the din that Ish V'Isha Shemachu B'Nechsei Malug Le'Yosef Le'Klum? The Chayr between the two of them, they definitely have complete Bailus. Why shouldn't they be able to sell this Nechsei Malug together? So Rashi over here in Dibur Maschul Le'Yosef Le'Klum, he explains, he says, Le'Domi Le'Shutfim, this is different than a regular partnership. Each one has a schus in the whole thing to take half of it. The Isha owns the full guf and the Baal owns the full peiris. We cannot say that there's one chelik which is miyuchad for each one. I mean, we can't divide the karka and say that the karka is owned partially by the Isha and partially by the Isha. Rather, they own different aspects of the karka. One owns the kinyan guf of the karka, one owns the kinyan peiris. Therefore, the mechir is not chal at all. And l'chayr, what this means to say is, the Mishma by two shutfim, each one owns one chelek. The fact that his friend owns the other chelek, that's not a reason to be ma'ak of the mechir of the first shutif. Vashenke, in the kinyan peiris and the kinyan aguf, the Isha owns the kinyan aguf of the whole karka, and the Baal owns the kinyan peiris of the whole karka. It's not that each one has a chelek which is a miyuchad for them, and therefore each kinyan is ma'ak of the mechir of the other one. And l'chayr, even in the case where they sold it together, but we'll look at it as if it's two independent mechiris. Since the Isha is the Meicheres of the Kinyan Haguf, and the Isha is the Meicher of the Kinyan Peris, since there are two different Meichrim, Akarach, there are two different sales, even if they happen to be done simultaneously, and since we look at each one independently, each one's Bailus is Ma'ak of the Mechir of the other one from being Chal. Now, Stoney's further explanation is the next Braisa. the case of Chetzi Ever, Chetzi Ben Chorin, or Ever Shal Shnei Shutzim, and the Gemara there also says, Ein Yotzim Roshay Varm Sheinam Chayzim. The Gemara says, because it's going like the coin to the sheet of Rebbe Lezer, where is the Pshat over here? Why is the Ever of Shnei Shutzim not Yotzim Lecherus? So Toys over here at the bottom of the Omer, Dibar Maschel Ish V'Isha, he explains, that the Gemara means to explain that the Brisa which says, Ever Shal Shnei Shutzim, Ein Yotzim Lecherus, means to say if it's a similar type of Shutfis, where one Shutf owns the Guf of the Eved, and one owns the Paris of the Eved, similar to the case which we saw earlier in the Amud, Hamoicher Abdul Acher Pasuk Imay Amanashi Yisham Shenu Shleishim Yoyim. That's an example where one person owns the Guf of the Eved, one person owns the Paris of the Eved. This is what the Brisa means to say in Yotzim Rosh Yivam Sheinam Chayzim, because this type of Shutfis, where one owns the Guf and one owns the Paris, if they mean Meshachel this Eved with their Shtar Shecher, also it wouldn't work. Therefore, it doesn't work also to go out with Shein Va'ayin. In other words, Tais is making a Kimta. The Brisa is not talking about all types of Shutfis, but it's talking about specifically this type of Shutfis, where one owns the Guf of the Eved and one owns the Paris of the Eved. Now, the Tosfos read, however, he learns this part of the Gemara differently. Be'etzem, he learns the Sikha Derech Rashi in Tosfos, that one person owns the Guf of the Eved, one person owns the Paris, so neither one has a full Bailus, and they cannot sell the Eved, or they cannot be Meshachar the Eved, even if they both do it at the same time. However, apparently, the Tosfos read did not want to learn this last Braisa, Derech Tosfos. The Chari held it's a Deichik to say that this is the type of Shutfos we're talking about. The Braisa doesn't differentiate. Mashmoy says, even if the regular Shutfim, meaning each one owns half of the Guf and half of the Paris, not that one owns the whole Guf and one owns all the Paris. And here's how the kasha is, where is the pshat over here? Why should the Eved not be Yotze B'Shem V'Ayin if there are two regular Shutfim? And that's partial that two regular Shutfim can be Meshachar the Eved. Each one can be Meshachar his Chelik, or he could sell his Chelik. And here's how there should also be a din of Yotze B'Shem V'Ayin, meaning if both of the masters knock out of Shem V'Ayin, the Eved should go out L'Cheiros completely. Or in the case where one of them did it, the Eved should be Yotze L'Cheiros partially, that other should lose his Chelik in the Eved. So the Tosfos explains that the pshat is like this. He says, that which b'derech klal two shutfim, in the case where the shutfis is the standard type of shutfis, they both own the guf and the paris, so each one can sell his chelik. The pshat is because since the shutfis is yeshba kadei chaluka, they have the ability of dividing up their shutfis, each one can take his chelik, therefore each one has the kayach over half of it, and he can make a chalais, he could sell it. One shutfif could sell his chelik to the other shutfif, or he could sell it to someone else, or both shutfim can together sell the karka to a third person. Or for example, in the case where they have a behemoth b'shutfis, there also is shy for each one to take his chelik. The behemoth could work for Reuven on one day and Shimon on a different day. Therefore, a behemoth is considered something which it is shy chalukah, and therefore the din is that each one can sell his chelik or they can sell the behemoth together. Now, shenkin in the case where it's not shy to make a chalukah in that which they have the shutfis in. For example, in this case of Nichsei Malug, where the Baal owns the Kenyan Paris and the Isha owns the Kenyan Aguf, it's not shy to make a chalukah on this shutfis to give the Baal his chelik and to give the Isha her chelik. This type of shutfis din is that neither one could do a mechira, they cannot sell their chelik, and even if together they want to sell the karka, it's not going to be chal either. This is a pshat in the din of Amemra, which the Gemara says, Amemra holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Now when it comes to an Eved, the Tosfos Reed explains, here already is different. He says an Eved is considered something which is not kadei chaluka, and even in a case where it's not that one owns the guf of the Eved and one owns the paris of the Eved, right, the two shutfin who bought an Eved together, that's also considered ein by kadei chaluka. And the pshat is, he says, because an Eved has two kinyonim. There's something which is called the kinyon haguf, or the kinyon damim. That's the bias that the Odin has over the Eved, and that gives him the right to be mishabed with the Eved. And additionally, there's also a kinyon iser. Kinyon iser means the dinim which are chal. Now that he has the status of an Eved, it's also to marry bas chayrin. And Masech is given perikas shidlech is mavur, that sometimes you can have an Eved where his kinyon damim is already paka. The Odin no longer has the right to be mishabed with the Eved, yet the Eved still has his kinyon iser. He'll still be usher to a bas chayrin until he gets a shtar shechar. But Akapam, the Tosfos Reed says that as far as the Kinyan Damim is concerned, that's Yeshba Kedei Chaluka. He can work for one Adin on one day, and one Adin on another day. However, as far as the Kinyan Isser is concerned, this is something which is Eimba Kedei Chaluka. And based on this, the Tosfos Reed explains, this is the pshat over here, why is the chiluk between this Eved who's being Mishtacher, Agdei Shtar Shecher, either the master is freeing him or he's selling him, there it can work even though this Eved is owned by two Shutfim. But Shenkin, as far as Yitzir V'Shem V'Ayin, their din is that this type of shirch is not shaykh to be chal on this Eved who's owned by two masters. And he says the pshat is, because if the Adin sells the Eved, or if both of the masters sell the Eved together, the mechir which is being done is on the kinyan damim that the owners have in this Eved. And therefore that's something which is yeshba kdei chalukah. Each owner has the ability to be meshacher or to sell his chelek, or they can do it together. And once the kinyan is done on the kinyan damim of the Eved, then the kinyan iser follows memela. The same way the din is that if Reuven owns an Eved and he sells the Eved to Shimon, so he's making the Mechir on the Kinyan Damim of the Eved, but the Kinyan Isser follows along. In other words, when Shimon wants to be Meshachar the Eved, he's the one who could totally free him, he could give him a Shtar Shechar, and the Eved will now become Mutter to a Bas Chayrin. The Eved doesn't have to go back to Reuven to get a Shtar Shechar. The pshat is that when Reuven sold to Shimon the Kinyan Damim of the Eved, then the Mele of Shimon also gets the Kinyan Isser of the Eved. And therefore, in this case, when there is a shutfimu on the Eved, each one can sell his chelek, or they can both sell their chelek together, and the Kenyan Israel will follow along with the Kenyan Domim. Now, shaking as far as the Yitzhu of Shem Va'ayin, the Tzitz reader is Mechadish, when the Torah says that an Odin who knocks out the eye of the Eved is Yotzel Lecheres, the Pshat is that the Torah was Mafkiya, the Kenyan Israel of the Eved. The Ikur, the Shrichel, that Tzchal is not in the Kenyan Domim, rather Tzchal in the Kenyan Israel, which means the Eved loses his halachic status of an Eved, and he's now Mutter Bebas Chirin. Once the Kenyan Israel is Pokah and he's not an Eved, then the male of the Kenyan Domim is Pokah also, and the Pshat is, because it's also to be Meshabed with a Ben Chirin, he can't make this person who's halachically not an Eved work for him as an Eved, therefore the Kenyan Domim is Pokah Memela. Therefore the Tzitz Reader explains, as far as the din of Yitzhiya V'Shem V'Ayin, since it's Chal on the Kenyan Isser of the Odin, the male in the case where there are two Shotvim who own this Eved, and as far as the Kenyan Isser which they own, it's Ein Bakadei Chalukah, therefore it's not Shaykh for this type of Shichr, the Shichr of V'Shem V'Ayin, to be Chal on the Eved, even if both of them will knock out the eye at the same time, still the Shichr will not be Chal. This is the Hezber of the Tzitz Reader to be Mechag between the Yitzhiya V'Shem V'Ayin. There it doesn't work b'chal by shutfim, by shanking to sound Eved or be meshachar Eved, there it does work by shutfim. And again, this is not the shita of Taisvis. Taisvis learned that this braisa, which the Gemara says fits with her Eliezer, the braisa that says, v'chein Eved shoshnei shutfim en yoytzim roshay ivarim shenim chayzrim, Taisvis learned that the shutfis that this braisa is talking about is the shutfis where one of them owns the guf of the Eved, one of them owns the Kenyan Paris of the Eved. That's what the din is, that they're not yoytzim v'shem v'ayin. By shanking, if it's a classic shutfis, they're the same way the shutfim have a right to sell the Eved or be meshachar Eved with her shtar shichur. There also the din will be that a Yitzhiya V'Shem V'Ayin will work as well. Now continue on to the Mishnah. And on the base, the Mishnah brings the Maisa about a person who was Pereya Reisha Isha B'Shuk, and Rabbi Kiva was Mechayivim Arba Me'azuz, and the person waited for the opportunity when she was standing by the Pesach of her Chotzer, he broke a cat of Shemen, and she was Megala her Reish, in order to sop up the oil and put it into her hair, and the person said to Rabbi Kiva, Lazuani Naisen Dal Me'azuz, how can you be Mechayiv me to give 400 Zuz to this woman who uncovered her own hair willingly in order to save a little bit of shemen? And Rekiva said back to him, Lo Amrit Klum, this is not a reason to pater for the Chiv of Boishes. Now the Kasha brought down over here in one of the contemporaries for him from a Tosis earlier on, Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. The Sikh over there is also talking about the Chiv of Boishes. And the Mishnah over there says, Amavayishes Aurum, Yerchayef Mishum Boishes. And the Gemara explains, what is the case? The Asa Zika Karchinu Lemanye, the wind came and blew his garment and uncovered him partially. Va'asahu, the little tvei, someone else came along and was mevayish him by pulling on the beged and uncovering him even further. This is how the Gemara explains the Mishnah. This is what it means to say, mevayish ha'sa'orim, your chayiv. Now, Tosef, the Adir Maschal, the Asa Zika, he explains, the mashmais of the Gemara is dafka in a case where the wind blew off the beged partially. But if he himself had partially uncovered himself willingly, then even if someone else comes along and uncovers him the rest of the way, over there will not be a chayiv of baishas. Since he himself is not makbid on himself being uncovered, if someone else uncovers him even further, there is no chiv of Baishas. And the kasha is, how does this fit with the Mishnah over here? Here's the Mishnah of the Vur, that even a woman who willingly took off the Kisei Reish, still does, if someone else is Pereya Reish, he's Mechiv Mishnah Baishas. How does this fit with the Taisvis? So the answer which was offered was, that in our case, even though she was Megal her own Reish, but she did it for a purpose to save the Shaman. Therefore, you would not have a right that this is not embarrassing at all for her. Maybe she is willing to embarrass herself for a small gain. Mashenki and Taisus over there was talking about a case where a person uncovered themselves for no reason. That's where Taisus says that there will be, that there is no chiv of Baishas. However, the chair of this teretz would not seem to be adequate, because even though in our Mishnah she is doing it for a purpose to save the Shemen, still how can Rabbi Kiva say that the one who is Mevayisha is Mechiv Arba Me'azuz, even after this Maisa, he still said that the chiv remained. And the question is, the chair of the chiv Baishas should not be for more than the value of the Shemen. If she is willing to take off her own hair covering to save the Shemen, obviously, the value of that baishas is not more than the value of the shemen, or else she would not have uncovered her hair. If so, how could Rabbi Kiva be mechayivim arba meyuzuzuz? Now, in the Sefer Yamshir Shleim over here, in Simon Lama Dalet, he has an interesting pshat on the Mishnah. He says, that which Rabbi Kiva was mechayivim arba meyuzuz, even after we saw already that she was mevayish herself, the pshat is because Rabbi Kiva is lishitasei. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah holds, afilu anim sheb Yisrael, rein oisim kiluhim b'nei chayin sheyordu menechseyim, shehim b'nei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yakov. Rabbi Kiva does not differentiate whether the person who is Nisbayish is an Asher or an Ani. He also does not differentiate whether they're a person who is Mechubid or a person who is Mezuzal. Either Rabbi Kiva says the Chiv Baishas is always uniform. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva the Shitase held that even in the case where you see that she is willing to be Mevayish herself, still Rabbi Kiva said the Chiv remains Arba Me'ezuz. Now, Shengen, according to Tanakama, the Yamshir Shaima explains, the Tanakama holds that it is dependent on the person's status. Tanakama's Mishnah says, Zeakal Kolach Vichvaydoy. According to Tanakama, the din would be that if she uncovers her hair to save a pruta, then the chiv of baishas would not be more than a pruta. She proves to us that she's not a respectable woman, and for her this baishas is not worth more than a pruta. According to the Yamshu Shlomim, we never teres to the Kasha. As we said before, that case is different than the case of Taisvis. In Taisvis, the person was Megal himself for no reason. Here she was Megal herself to save the Pruta of the Shemen. And we asked, so if so, how could we Mechayev Boishas more than that Pruta? The Taisvis says, Eichanami, it's only Rabbi Kiva Lashitasa who was Mechayev or Arba Meizuz. But according to the Tanakama, the Chiyah Boishas would not be more than the value of the Shemen. However, that which the Yamshu Shlomim explains over here, that the Mishnah's Rabbi Kiva Lashitasa does not seem to be so poshut. Because the Yamshu Shlomim himself says, maybe you'll say the Pshat is different. That's not dafka l'b'kivu l'shitasa. The pshat is that even though a person was willing to be mevayish themselves, but still they were more makbid about someone else being mevayish them than they are about being mevayish themselves. Therefore, even though this woman was willing to uncover her hair, but still for someone else to uncover her hair, that would be a great amount of b'yishas. That's why b'kivu was mechayif 400 zuz. And this, the Yamshu Shlomim says, akarach, this is not the pshat. He says, because sometimes we find the other way around. That the metzias is that a person will not accept a lot of money to do something to be mevayish themselves. Yet if someone else is mevayish them, they're quick to be meichel, they're not so makbid. So you see that sometimes a person is more makbid about being mevayish themselves than someone else being mevayish them. Therefore, kach, this is not the pshat in the Mishnah, rather the pshat is like we're saying, that Rabbi Akiva is the shitasi. So this is the Yamshu Shlomim. However, we do find in the Rif, he seems to be mashmim now like this, because the Rif, when he brings the Mishnah, he brings the Hamaisa of Be'echad Shapara Reisha Isha Beshuk, and at the end of the story where Rabbi Akiva said, Lo Amrit Klum, the lashon that he has is, Sheha'chivu Ba'atzmai, And the meaning explains that what the Rif means to say is, like the svar that the Yamshu Shlomim rejected, that even though a person sometimes will be mevayish themselves, but they're more makbid that someone else not be mevayish them, and that Rabbi Kiva makes the comparison, the same way sometimes a person will be chayvel on himself, but that's not a reason why if someone else is chayvel on them, they should be potter, so too as far as the chiva b'yishas, even though a person is mevayish himself, that's not a reason to potter someone else who is mevayish them. So it comes that according to this girsa of the Rif, the way the Meiri explains, this ma'isa of Rabbi Kiva is not necessarily Rabbi Kiva l'shitasai. Even the Chacham could be maskim to this. Even though the Chacham hold that busha is kefi the person who is nisbayish, whether he's an usher or an oni, whether he's a mechubit or not. But still, in this case, the fact that the person was mevayish himself, that's not a reason why if someone else is mevayish them, they should be potter. And Chacham, according to this, we'll have to say that the taisis which we saw, on daf pevav mambeis, that if a person is megal himself, that already someone else is megal him, there's no chiyuv b'yishas. Perhaps in Echnam, the Taisus would not fit with the Mahalach of the Meiri and the Rif in the Sugya, and the Taisus will fit with the Sheet of the Yamshu Shlomim. And this Ma'aseh of Rabbi Kiva is only Rabbi Kiva l'Sheet HaSei. Now, continue on, we'll speak briefly about the Sugya of Eidna Sedayin. The Gemara over here brings a story about a who gathered the Tokalei Lechavrei, also the Kamei de Ryuda Nesiyah, Omer Lei, Ho'a Nohar Abyeisei Aglili, Havli Mona Tzuri. Because the Gemara was bringing this as a right, that the Mona that the Mishnah is referring to is a Mona Tzuri and not a Mona Medina. However, the Gemara then focuses on a different point. What does it mean, Ho'a Noh? That would be mashma that Yehuda Nesiyah is saying that I saw this ma'isa happen, and therefore I'm passing on this chiyuv b'yishas. The Gemara wants to know why is this not a problem of Eidna Sedayin. The Gemara goes on to bring a b'yisa, the case of Sanhedrin Shiro Echot Shariga Sanefesh, and Reb Tarfon says, Miktasu Nasu Eidim, Miktasu Nasu Dayanim. Some of them act as Eidim, and they will not serve as Dayanim. Other ones serve as the Dayanim. And Reb Kiva says, Kulam Eidim Heim. All of them, when they saw this ma'isa, they're considered Eidim, v'ein Eidna Sedayin. They're all possible to be Dayanim. And the Gemara was asking that even if you hold Reb Tarfon, Reb Tarfon says just because they saw it doesn't pass them for being Dayanim, that's only if they were not made. If they were made, then it does pass them. They cannot be an Eid and a Dayan as well in the same case. And therefore the Gemara is asking over here, Reb Yehuda Nesiyah, L'chari was acting as an Eid and a Dayan, which means that he saw the case and he judged on it, because it's not much, but there were other people who saw the Maisa as well and they acted as Eidim. So how could Reb Yehuda Nesiyah be both an Eid and a Dayan? And this Gemara answers, Ki Tanya Hi Kigon Shiro B'Laylo, Deloid Me'ev Adina. When does Reb Tarfon say that some of these Dayanim who saw the Hariga, they have to stand up and act as Eidim, and other ones will act as a Dayanim? That's only the case where the Maisa happened B'Laila, they weren't kosher to Dan at the time they saw the Maisa. Hashenkin, if it happened B'Yoyim, then the din is that they could just Dan without anyone being made B'Chlal, it's not a problem of Eidna Sadayin. Tosis over here at the top of the Amud explains that when Dayanim saw the Maisa happened B'Yoyim, since at that time they're kosher to Dan, so Loi Tehei Shmir G'dayla Miriya, the fact that they saw it happen is not any worse than if Eidim would have come and been made about what happened, therefore they could pass him based on the Riyah which they themselves saw. And the Gemara means to say that in this case as well, if Yehuda Nesiyah saw this, Ahu Gavra the Tokalei Lechavrei, and therefore he was able to pass him about that which he himself saw, because Loi Tehei Shmir G'dayla Miriyah. Now the Rashi here is bothered by Akasha. He says the Mashmais of the Gemara is that Yehuda Nesiyah himself saw this Maisa happen. It's not Mashmais that anyone else saw this as well. And if so, the Kasha is, since he's only one person, he's not kosher to dan by himself, you need three dayanim to dan dinim mominis, so he would have to be made in front of two other dayanim, and once he's made, then already it's a problem of eid nasadayin. So how could he pass himself based on that which he saw? The case where we say that loy teishmiya gedolim riyah, That's where a number of Dayanim saw, enough Dayanim which are necessary to pass in the Din, so therefore they could pass in without any Eidus. They could pass in based on their own Re'iyah, which is not any worse than Shmiyah. Now Shaken, if it's only one Dayan, he's going to have to be made in front of the other two Dayanim to have a total of three Dayanim, and then already once he's made, he's Pasul, because Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. So Rashi continues, and he says, maybe you'll suggest that Yehuda Nesiyah was a Yochin Mumche. The Din is, as we see in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that even though Dinim Mamunis need three Dayanim, but if it's a Yochin Mumche who has Smicha, he could dan the din by himself. Maybe Yehuda Nesiyah was a Yochin Mumche. And if so, he didn't need two other Dayanim. He wouldn't have to be made in front of anyone else. He could just pass the din based on his own Re'iyah. And this Rashi continues and he says, Lo mistabro shehei dayin mumche moitzi mamun al pi Re'iyosei bovad. It's not mistabro to say that one dayin could pass the din and be moitzi mamun just based on his own Re'iyah. In other words, even though the din is that three Dayanim who saw, they don't have to come on to Nadis. We say, like Teishmi Gedoyle Meriyah, they could pass based on their Re'iyah. And even though we also know the din is that a Yochin Mumche is kosher to Dan, if two Edim will be made in front of him, he could pass him based on their Edis. However, when there are no two Edim over here, we just have one Yochin Mumche who saw the Maisa himself happen, so even though the Kala is like Teishmiyak Deilam Remeriyah, still in this case the din is that he cannot pass him by himself. And if the Rashba goes on and he has to be Madchik in the Gemara, really the case is talking about that there were two Edim who saw and they were made in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. And Rashba there explains, what does the Gemara mean to say when the Gemara says, Kitanya hi kigon shiro belayla? One can take a look over there in the Rashba. But Akapanam, as far as the Ikur Yisoid of the Rashba, that a Yochin Mumche, even though B'derek Klal, he can pass in Dinei Mamonis, but we don't say that Klal of Lekta Yishmiyak Deilam Re'iyah to allow him to paskin based on his own Re'iyah, if there'll be two Edim made in front of him, then he could paskin. Or if he saw it together with two other Dayanim, you have three Dayanim, even though there's no Edis, they could paskin based on their Re'iyah. But for one Yochin Mumche to paskin based on his Re'iyah, that already is no good. And the Rashba seems to be difficult to understand what exactly is the Chassan over here. The Tzayis HaChoshin quotes his Rashba and Simon Zayin, Tifkat and Hei, and he gives a bit of a Hezber in the Rashba. He says the same way the din is that if there's one aid, and the aid Echad is not Neman Le'inin Mominis, the Baal Din is able to be Machish the aid, so too as far as the Dayin, as far as the Nemonis of Eidos, a Dayin is no different than any simple aid, and the same way the Baal Din is able to be Machish an aid, the Baal Din should be able to be Machish this Dayin. This is how the Tzayis explains the Rashba, but this also seems to be difficult to understand. Now, quote the Hezbollah which Rav Shimon gives in the Sefer Shara Yesha, Shara Zayin, Perek Aleph. This is quoted at the bottom of the Ktayis in the addition from Rav Dimitrovsky. And Rav Shimon explains that the Pshat in the Rashba is that which the Torah gave him on us to two Edim. If Edim come to Bezin and are made on something, so Bezin can paskin a Dini Mominis based on their testimony. He says it's not the Pshat that the Edim are simply a means for Bezin to know what the truth is over here. The Torah allows Bezin to rely on the Edim. They accept the words of the Edim as true, and therefore they go ahead and paskin. Rather, it's more than that. In order for Bezin to paskin a Dinei Mamonis and to enforce the Din, it has to be that there's a koyach of two Edim telling us that this is actually the Din. Bezin goes forth, paskins the Din, and enforces the Din because Bezin are carrying the weight of the Nemonis of the two Edim. And therefore, in this case, if there's only one Dayan, so even though Leitei Shmiyak Deilim Re'iyah, the Dayan knows the truth because his seeing in himself is definitely not any worse than hearing from Edim. Although the fact that he knows that it's the truth, still Rav Shimon explains it's not enough for him to paskin the Din. If it was a Bezin of three, so even without any Eidus, but since we have Leitei Shmiyak Deilim Re'iyah, the three Dayanim saw what happened, they could paskin, and because they have the koyach of two people who know what happened. They could paskin and enforce the Din, because they have a koyach of two people who know the truth. Or alternatively, in the case where there's only one Dayan, if he's a Yochin Mumche, but he heard from two Eidim, then also he could paskin based on the weight which he's carrying of the two Eidim. However, if it's only one Dayan, and this Dayan did not hear anything from Edim, rather he himself saw what happened, so even though Leitei Shmiyak Deilim Re'iyah Lemaisa, he cannot go forth and paskin and enforce the Din if you don't have nemanus of two people who knew the story which happened. This is far which Rav Shimon says B'das Rashba, and for this reason the Rashba says, Akarach in our case, it cannot be that Rav Yehuda Nesiyah was the only one who knew what happened, there were no Edim and there were no other Dayanim either who saw what happened, and he paskin based on his Karech of Yachin Mumche, even though we do say Leitei Shmiyak Deilim Re'iyah. That doesn't work if it's only one Dayan.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.